Bank of Cardiff. This is Nick.
Yes, I've got a reservation code and some questions.
Yeah, sure. Great. Yeah, I'll take that reservation code whenever you have it.
2311-1801-0018-6875.
Thanks. Give me a second here. I'll pull up your business profile. Okay. Your name, sir?
My name is Chris Armstrong.
Thanks. And the name of your business?
Armstrong Landscaping Company.
Okay. And in case we get disconnected, what's the best number to reach you on?
207-485-7561.
7561? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, we have the mailing address correct at 30 Roundhouse Road in Washington, Maine?
Yes, you do.
Excellent. Okay, and so we sent to you in the mail was a pre-qualified offer for financing for both capital and equipment. What were you looking to do for your business? Like a point in the right direction?
I'm looking to add a couple pieces of equipment.
Okay, what are you looking to bring on?
We're looking to bring on another dump truck and another pickup.
Are you going to be buying used or new?
Probably used.
Yeah. I think it's always best to buy used with these kind of items. Save a lot of money. Okay. And so have you already started shopping for the dump truck and the pickup?
Yeah, I found a dump truck. But I haven't done anything with it yet.
Okay.
But I've looked it all over and driven it and used it a couple days and everything else.
Okay, and so how much is the dump truck?
The truck's 18.
Okay. 18, what year is it?
99, I think it is. Been rebuilt, redone completely.
Okay.
Oh.
Are you buying the dump truck from a vendor? Is this a private seller?
It's a dealer.
Nice, okay. That always just makes it a little bit easier. We work with private sellers too, but just for the transaction, it's always a little smoother with the dealer. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Has this dealer offered you financing as well?
He got in-house financing.
Oh, he does? Okay.
I didn't really want to get into that.
Oh, why not?
I think the payment's going to be a lot larger and I know the time period's going to be less than 5 years.
Okay, yeah, we can definitely get you set up with a 5-year note.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, is this based on my business credit or on my own?
It's going to be on your business credit and your personal credit. How's your personal credit look?
Not the best in the world. I've been deployed 11 times, so.
You've been deployed 11 times?
Yeah. That takes a toll on things, yeah. But I have a lot of equipment. A lot of my equipment I have now is in my personal name, too. So I'm over. I've got more than I need there. I need business credits, what I need.
Yeah, so these are business ones. We track your personal and your business credit. But they only go on your business credit. These loans won't go on your personal name, so it won't leverage your borrowing power, right?
Right.
Your debt-to-income ratio.
Yeah, that's what's killing me.
Yeah. How much is the pickup you're looking to buy?
That's only like $10,000.
Okay, because we could put them both under the same loan, if that helps.
I really don't want two separate loans or what I get out now.
Okay.
I wouldn't mind consolidating a few things if it was possible.
Well, what are you looking to consolidate?
I got another truck, and I just built a new shop for the equipment. If I was got a $50,000 loan to consolidate that stuff, I'd probably be better off. I don't know how long time period. I know the shop, I went 8 years on that, but I don't know what the best plan is.
Okay. Well, it might be a little tough to consolidate something else you already have into this new loan.
Yep.
But if you're looking for any capital in addition to this equipment, then we can talk about that. Maybe that'll help out or something like that. Yep. But as far as the pickup is concerned, have you already found one you like?
Yeah, I found one that an individual has.
Okay, what kind of pickup is it?
GMC Chevy.
Okay. And what year is it?
That is a 2004 or 5. I think it was a 4.
Okay.
Diesel.
Okay, yeah, we could definitely put those two under the same loan. Just let me ask you a couple things here. What year did you start your business?
1996.
Oh, good. It's a really strong time of business. It'll really help your profile here. And what's the business structure? Are you a sole proprietor? Are you an LLC? Are you incorporated?
Right now, we're a sole proprietor. We're going to change over to an LLC.
Okay. And is this a home-based business, or do you have an office?
I have an office here at my property, where my property is, my big shop is.
Okay, so at the shop you have your office?
Yeah.
Okay, so for your shop location, do you rent or own that space?
Own.
Okay, do you currently have a commercial mortgage on it?
I have I borrowed $30,000 for it.
Okay, what are you paying every month on it, on the note?
$455.
$455? Nice. Yep. Okay. All right, and just about the we'll go back to the dump truck here. I mean, we have a good amount of details, but can you give me a little bit of insight on how this is going to help your business? Have you figured out a dollar amount for your return on investment?
I don't know if we have a dollar amount. I know right now I'm hiring trucks, and it's not the easiest thing to do because everybody's pulling from these guys. So I get a couple loads here, and I get a couple loads there, and I have to sit on a friggin' job because my trucks are all too small to be.
Oh, okay.
A lot of the pits and stuff have closed down in the area and gone out of business, so you have to haul farther.
Okay, so yeah, as soon as you get this dump truck, you already have the work basically waiting for you.
Yeah, I'm doing the work right now. I mean, we're on our fourth lot this year. Full complete lot.
Okay, how many trucks do you have already? You mentioned you have the trucks, but they're too small.
I have 2 1-ton dumps and one other pickup, and then a truck that I'm renting.
Okay, and what's the pickup going to do for your business?
That's going on the mowing crew.
The mowing crew? Okay.
Yeah, I have a mowing and landscaping crew that hauls a trailer with the big mowers on it.
Nice. Okay. And you already have one of these trucks, so this is just for.
We're putting another crew on. I'm not keeping up.
Nice. That's a good problem to have, huh?
Well, it is. It is. But this last one almost killed us.
Really?
We do plowing and sanding for the towns and everything else around here.
Yeah.
We didn't have any snow this past year here.
You didn't?
No. We had 4 storms, I think it was.
Wow. I thought I was just reading in the paper that you guys were getting snow a couple days ago.
Maine did, yeah. Way up way up country in Maine.
Oh, okay, you're not up there.
Canadian border. They got all the snow this year. Of course, we got spoiled the year before, and we got all that snow. And
yeah.
We had a killing, and that's the thing. It's either feast or famine.
Yep.
But I don't know. There's been a lot of building this year. We've got four or five septic systems ahead of us. Grass is growing like hell. Landscaping jobs are out there.
All right, well, yeah, we can definitely. How soon are you looking to bring these vehicles on?
Anytime.
Okay. What's the best email address for you?
Wolfpack03cl@yahoo.com.
Okay. I'm going to send you a one-page application and a couple things that we need. And as soon as you get me the application and the quotes for the pickup and the dump truck, we can get you approved probably about 24 hours, sometimes the same day. If you were to get them in the morning to me, like today, I'm in California, so it's still morning for us. We'll probably get approved by this afternoon, you know, worst case tomorrow morning. And that way you know exactly what the numbers look like, and we can go from there.
Okay.
All right. Are you looking for any capital, too? Do you need any help with hiring the new crews and anything like that?
We might need some on that. I mean, that's right now I'm tied up pretty tight right now because I've paid everybody out on the jobs, and I'm waiting to get paid on the jobs from the owners. That's what I run into more than anything, I think.
Yeah, we hear that a lot.
That turnover time.
Yeah, okay. Well, if you're ever looking for a little... you know, a little bridge loan, you know, 10 or 20,000, as your season gets going, you know, we can always help with that. But, you know, I think right now, if you want, we can just worry about getting you the dump truck and pickup. I mean, today's Monday, we could get those taken care of and into your hands, you know, by the end of the week. Is that soon enough?
Yep.
Okay, great. Yeah, with vehicle, financing, you know, it's usually maybe an extra day with all the titling and everything like that, but we can always handle the titling too.
But
all right,
do you know what kind of payment we're gonna be looking at for 20,000-30,000?
Well, yeah, let's see, if it's 18 plus the 10, if you're looking at that, and then you know, is that including the taxes, or are they gonna add the tax on after that? Okay. Well, I mean, if you're looking at, because we could always finance the taxes.
Yeah.
Things like that. But anyway, so let's, if it was 30,000, you'd be looking at 500 a month on a 60 month note, right? Before interest. So 500 plus some interest. So was that around your budget, you know, around?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. What did you have budgeted for these two?
I plan 600.
Okay.
And I may be able to sell one of my older pickups, and I got a couple people crying for that. And then I can pay a bunch ahead. There's no penalty for prepayment, right?
No. We don't have any prepayment penalties. Nothing like that.
Okay.
All right, Chris. Well, I'll go ahead and I'll email you a copy of the application. I'll have it pretty filled out from a conversation, and what we need, right, as far as the first page or tax return and a couple months of bank statements. And like I said, as soon as you can get those in to me within, you know, maybe today, if you can get them in soon, or probably...
It won't be today. I'm going to be in the dump truck the rest of the day.
Okay.
I'm going to sit home
lunch right now. Gotcha. All right, well, as soon as you can get those in, within about 24 hours, we'll have an approval for you with a payment and all the numbers.
Okay. I got the only thing that's going to look funky to you on paper is I'm retired from the Army. But I got hurt in Iraq last time, so I'm 100% disabled on the permanent total list. So most of everything that I have for income on my personal side is tax-free. I have statements here that show what I make a month on that. you know what I mean, from the VA.
Yeah.
From the Department of the Army and from Social Security.
Okay. Well, I think we're not going to look at any personal stuff. All we're going to look at is your business bank statements and the first page of your business tax return. And we'll pull your business credit. We'll take a peek at your personal credit. What we're really looking for there is we want to make sure there's no tax liens north of $500,000.
I don't have any tax liens.
Okay. Are you behind on any child support or any alimony or anything?
I don't have any child support.
Okay. All right, perfect.
There's nothing that way, but.
All right. Well, then it sounds good, Chris. All right, I'll send this email out to you in the next 5 to 10 minutes, and I'll keep an eye out maybe tomorrow for your application.
All right.
All right, sounds good, Chris. Nice talking to you.
Thank you.
You got it, man.